the obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no, think about this. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. So exciting. A fresh new week. Delicious. Everybody wants some.
Here's a couple texts about what we asked earlier.
Okay.
Oh, local about- lesbian here.
Hey, lesbian
bed
lesbian.
Death is still a thing.
Oh, great. Good. Good to know.
Especially those of us in perimenopause.
Oh.
Anonymous in the East Bay, listening on the radio. Lesbian bed death, says 707, is still a thing, sadly. If both don't want a healthy sex life to be part of their relationship, too easy for two women to have desire wane.
Mm.
510 says, I've watched my lesbian sister suffer through bed death several times. She's single now, but always hopeful.
Oh.
Odyssey listener Chuck in Washington.
Oh, hey, Chuck.
Married lesbo here.
Hey,
says 925. I'm 53. We still get it. Got the U-Haul 11 years ago.
Oh.
That myth is because we get deeper emotionally and get it better than you poor thirsty heteros. So when we do get some, we're happy for longer.
Hmm. I'm not sure what she's saying.
I don't know either.
Like, is she saying that she hasn't had the bed death, or it just took longer to get there? Like, what was it though?
Hi, local lesbian here. Yes, lesbian bed death is a thing.
Yeah. And so it's not just talking it to death. It's that you do so much talking because you're just getting real deep emotionally, and
maybe,
and then the sex just wanes and the bed activity has died.
Not a myth. Been married 11 years. Haven't done it in 3.
Oh.
No touching at all, really.
Oh, no. Oh,
that is,
I'm sorry.
You know what? I understand if you're happy and fulfilled, then that's fine. The idea that your partner doesn't even touch you anymore means you're roommates.
Mm. That's really sad.
And maybe that's not the case. Maybe you feel differently, but I would feel like, you know what? I got bros. I got those. Mm.
And I could watch a football game with them.
I got bros.
I can make my own sandwich and watch a football game.
I got bros. Mm. I don't.
Yeah.
It's sad, I think. But, you know, maybe not for you. It's possible that it's everything's besides that is fantastic.
Sure,
maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. Physical contact is important.
I feel like it is.
Even if it's not necessarily sexual.
But sometimes.
Like, you want to be able to, like, hold on to someone.
You can't leave those chocolate chip pancakes they make. Like, they're
right.
Too good.
Right. Everything else sucks, but God damn, those pancakes are delicious.
To imagine a Saturday without them, I just can't.
Right. I'll put up with everything else.
Anyway.
A stack of your pancakes.
It is
maybe.
Still a real thing. So there you go. Lesbian bed death, real.
Drag me to brunch, guys. It's almost Pride Month. Right now, take the word flex, F-L-E-X, and text it to our contest line, 20357. This hour's code word is flex. The contest line is always 20357. You'll be in the running to win tickets to our Drag Me to Brunch event. It's at the W in San Francisco. The word is flex. You'll be entered to win a 4-pack of VIP tickets. So we have a nice VIP area, you're saying?
Yeah, there's a whole VIP area that's, yeah. It's
so exciting. Is Bob coming
really
to this?
It's really nice. Said she was.
When is it?
Oh my God.
I gotta check my schedule.
It's the 28th of June.
Oh.
In the morning. It's a brunch.
Maybe.
I guess I shouldn't have asked you on the air. I take it back. Cut this out in post.
We got a hard maybe.
Yeah, hard maybe's
maybe.
Maybe
Bob will be there.
Text the word flex now and you'll be entered to win your chance to win a 4-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch with us and Deja Sky from RuPaul's Drag Race. The All Stars.
Yeah.
June 28th, W San Francisco. This hour's code word is flex. Another
it's
chance.
Be fun.
Another chance at 3:05 with Janie.
If you haven't been to a drag brunch, I highly recommend.
I haven't been to a drag brunch. I didn't
so
even realize
fun.
This was an ongoing thing.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. It's so fun.
You know what it is?
Go on.
I've been to a few of them. Yeah. I went to one in Palm Springs.
Goodness. How was that?
Fantastic!
Sounds great.
You bring some tip money and you tip the girls when they're dancing and they go around the tables and put on a great show.
They go all out, like performances. A lot of times,
it's a tipping situation.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic! So we need to bring a little stack.
Yes. Yeah. We need to bring some ones.
Bring
fives.
A fat stack.
Yeah.
Fun.
And Deja Sky is quite a performer. She's a larger African American lady, and she puts on a good show.
Mm.
I haven't seen her in person, but I've seen her on Drag Race.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. I'm excited. We're hosting. We're very excited.
Yes.
All right. We'd love to have you there. What are you giggling about?
415 says, there's a cure for lesbian bed death. Get a hot tub from Creative Energy at San Rafael. You're welcome.
That might be the answer. That cures bed death of all kinds. Just like, are you kidding me? Did the bed just wake up? Jesus.
Who's your boy, Cole?
Yeah.
Good text, Cole.
Thank you, Cole. Thanks, Cole. Oh, my God. We actually have this hook out there by the hot tub.
Oh, this would be good.
It's not that good, and I'm actually questioning whether or not I should say it anyway.
It's too late. You already brought it up.
This hook, I have two hooks hanging where we can hang our robes as we get into the hot tub.
So you take your robe off, you're nude.
Yes, and then you step into the tub and quickly submerge yourself so nobody can see you. That is totally appropriate. Okay. So the hook, though, when John pulls his is on the left side, and when he pulls his robe off, it goes doy, 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 doy.
Oh,
it
makes, nice.
It makes the sound.
That's fantastic.
It's like, ah, of course it makes that sound. And then he giggles because it's so funny. Oh, good. Doy, 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 doy. This part of the show is brought to you by La Garza Summer Camp. Grown-ups, remember, you've got kids and they need to go to camp. And La Garza Summer Camp has got it all. 30 locations across the Bay Area, a variety of programs from sports to STEAM, flexible scheduling, epic fun for kids, and peace of mind for parents. Your kids have gone to La Garza.
They have. They loved it.
Head to LaGarzaSports.org and use the code word ALICE for $50 off today. La Garza Summer Camps. Get your summer squared away. It's right around the corner. In fact, the weather this week should be as good a reminder as anything. Yikes. It's going to be hot. This is fun from Reddit. What's something that happens often in movies that is 100% not real? Like, it's just unrealistic. That never happens. You see it in a movie. There's an explosion. Somebody flies through the air in slow motion. They're totally fine afterward, right? Like, of course not. Even their hair is somehow perfect. They land. They just have, like, the perfect little smudge on their cheek. That would never happen in real life.
Hmm.
People on social media are listing all the things that happen all the time in movies, Vinny.
All right.
But are 100% unrealistic. Is there anybody got something that just like springs to the top of your mind?
Let's hear a couple first.
Somebody falls and catches the edge of something and they can hang on just by their fingers. They can hang on. They're only hanging on by their fingers. And they're having conversations. You know, please, can you help me? And their legs are swinging, but they're somehow hanging on. Like, try hanging on anything with just the tips of your fingers for more than, like, 4 seconds.
I can barely carry my grocery bags with my fingers.
Right? And that's, you know, you got, like, an arm and you're reaching underneath. Just try and support your body weight with just your fingers off a ledge.
I remember one they did on Mythbusters was when somebody gets shot in a movie. You know, it's always really dramatic, especially in Westerns. They, like, blow backwards.
Yeah, sure. They get blown off their feet.
And that's just not true.
Oh, what happens in real life? Did they shoot some people
There's
to find
not
out?
Enough.
Or?
Yeah, they well, dummies, you know. They love their dummies.
Well, I assume, right?
Yeah, there's just not enough force. That's not what happens.
Like, it would like your shoulder go back? If you got hit in the shoulder, would it just kind of go back a little bit? Or would it? I mean, would you at least fall? Did it seem like it should be?
Yeah, but not from the wind of the bullet.
I see. You're saying it's just
from the hot lead.
You know, one of the things that I feel like I need in a movie, even though real life it doesn't happen that way, is the guy's got to get the girl at the end.
Oh, yeah.
I always feel like that's got to happen or right. I'm just feel raw about it. And yet, how often does that really happen? Not often.
Yeah. Usually real life is much harsher. Like she said, no, dude. It's not. She's not, you're not going to trick her into liking you. There's no like five steps you can take.
She said no, dude.
She's, I'm sorry to break it to you, but.
Or somebody meets somebody and then comes back and like says, hey, you know, I was in a doctor's office once and we're sitting there and this guy walks in. He asks for the doctor. It was an urgent care. She comes out and he's like, yeah, can I talk to you for a minute? And you just see how uncomfortable she is. And she's like, yeah. And he totally asks her out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, God.
and it was not like in a movie. It was cringy.
I know.
And I've had like, this for a long time. And I don't know if it's if this can be, you know, used universally, but I never ask someone out when they're at work.
Oh,
like if they're at work, you can't ask someone out when they're at work. It's just not the like
so
you can,
should,
but
you should
shouldn't.
Follow
That's
them
I mean.
Away from
no,
work.
No, some things aren't meant to be,
and or hide under their car and pop out like, hey,
yeah,
or, don't say
I'm
that.
Not at your work,
make a meet cute happen.
Yeah, oh
at
boy.
The coffee shop that they go to because
at
you
the
know
med spa,
at the med spa,
like their shirtless pics.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I can't believe that lady was like, I've been going there for like a year.
Yeah. Hello. A year.
How often are you going to the med spa? That sounds like one time to me. Like, right. What are you doing there?
Is you're that you're saying so it's often. Like a Botox place?
Yeah, and every Botox is like every 6 months.
Well, maybe they're getting other things done, like the plumpings like, and the things or the fillings.
Removal, that would be like a weekly or a bi-weekly thing, maybe.
So she said in the video that
okay, hold on,
this
we're
is
talking
Brittany
about
Ferlin.
Yes.
Right, the current. Wife of Tommy Lee of Motley Crue. Go ahead.
She said that when she went there, her injector told her that the what's his face had been there, but she has an injector. That was her. That
oh,
was that was what she called
the person who does the Botox injection.
Yeah,
it's probably another name for it other than injector. Injector could mean
like
a few
it.
Things. She may or may not be stalking this singer for this band, Falling in Reverse, and he may or may not be stalking her, and she may or may not have been catfished, and they may or may not be together. It's really impossible from the information that we have on this story so far. And if you want the whole story, we don't have it.
What was that dude's name again?
I think it's like Randy Radke.
Ronnie Radke.
Thank you.
He's awful, evidently. So
oh.
Evidently, he's an Esther.
Well, he can't be more awful than Tommy Lee. So
well,
you can't.
He's
an upgrade for her.
They all seem pretty terrible.
Yeah, it's a bunch of terrible people doing
losers.
Terrible things. Luthers. Total Luthers. Okay, next up. These are people on social media listing things that you see all the time in movies that are 100% unrealistic. Spotless air ducts that can support a 200-pound man. and they're big enough for him. And there's no dirt and no sound. They can silently be going down these tubes and get wherever they need to in a building.
Well, movies, I mean, that happened on the set when we worked with... was that
right.
Patch Adams?
Oh yeah,
and you don't realize it, but they're miking the whole area, and they need to not have other sounds being drowning out the vocals,
right?
The
actual speaking parts,
right? So we found that out,
mm-hmm.
and it's a bummer, and
yeah,
it is what it is.
I like that. It is true when you picture air ducts in movies, they're perfectly
spotless,
clean.
Right.
Yeah. And there's plenty of light in them too, because there's every 4 feet, there's some kind of vent happening. People getting pistol whipped, being knocked unconscious and waking up later, functioning normally, not like nothing happened.
Yeah.
Oh, I've come to, I'm ready to get back after this. No like bruise on their head, black eye, dented temple, none of that. These are things that happen in movies all the time that are 100% unrealistic. And thank you, Reddit, for this. This one, I'm not sure about this one. A character moving about 4 feet from the other characters and having a full volume side conversation that no one else can hear. They're calling it classic soap opera trope. Like you move to the side and there's people all around you and you're having a full volume. You're not like quietly discussing something.
Yeah.
And everybody else has faded away. You agree with that one?
No,
I feel like who notices? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what doesn't have any of the stuff you're mentioning? Real life. Like,
right.
You know, I mean, we're all living that. Movies are fun.
Yeah.
Everybody take it easy.
And that's the whole thing, right? So here's another one.
Jeez.
Things that we accept in movies, they happen all the time in movies, 100% unrealistic. I like this one. course, if I can make my computer work, it would be great. Here we go. A hero being assaulted by a dozen henchmen using fists, feet, and metal bars to end up with only like a small butterfly bandage on their cheek. And also, everybody attacks one at a time. You know, there's all these guys standing just waiting their turn. Like, I'm just going to let this person take them down one by one.
I like to think that's real.
That people wait their turn before they assault you. They don't all jump on top of you and punch and kick.
Kick the crap out of you.
From every angle.
No, we're going to let you get some punches in.
Yeah. Right. No one's going to hold you back.
I mean, this is like, really? Because the whole superhero thing is also ruined if you're going to, if you want movies to be real life.
Right.
There's no Iron Man, sorry to tell you.
I like this one, personally. What? What are you talking about? No, Iron Man.
Vinny, you're making it not fun.
Yeah, you are making it not fun. Do it.
No.
You're making it not fun. Play it. You make it not fun.
Oh, God, John, you nailed it.
The general, I like this one because I think this is real. The general lack of tiredness. Like, no matter what gets suggested in a movie, everyone's up for it. You know, no one's like, oh, I don't know. I had a really long work day.
Well, I don't want to make it not fun, but, you know.
That's true, Ben. Try to tamp that down. How about unemployed bachelors? I say in general, just people who don't seem to have a job at all with spacious penthouse apartments in desirable locations. Waking up looking fresh and styled and mostly in a very good mood. And I would actually add to that kissing passionately in bed after just waking up in the morning. I am so uncomfortable when I see that. Like, the people wake up and they're all like, oh, you know, I love you so much. And they're making out. And I'm like, so in a movie morning, like, it's distractingly unrealistic.
Well, we mentioned this last week, and it's being brought, I'm reminded of it, that whole makeup, angry sex. Like, you're in the middle of a fight, and now you're going to do it. No one does that.
Oh, in movies they do it all
I know,
the time.
In movies it's they totally do it all real. The time, that but in real life, real. The people look at each other and are like, you wish. Mm.
Go to your bedroom. I'll go to mine.
I'll go. Bye. John did sleep. We had a sleepover this weekend. It was nice.
What?
Yeah, he slept in my room because it was so nice and cold in there. Mm.
You let him in your bed?
I know. It was surprising. He woke up in the middle of the night and he came in and he was like, hey.
I miss you.
I'm like, oh, all right.
But he woke you up too then?
It was like 4 in the morning, so I was already kind of up.
Oh.
You know how that goes.
Oh.
So he came in.
And he wasn't angling for some?
No, we had some already that day.
So, all right.
Like, he makes it not fun. Having a hot tub is not as fun as I thought it would be because of all the new pressure.
You can't use that against him.
Oh,
that's,
no, I can. Nope. I'm not the only one who makes things not fun. Okay, here's another thing. Hackers saying, typing 300 words per minute and then 5 seconds later saying, I'm in.
Yeah, well.
Ordering a meal, eating just one bite, and then chucking the whole thing because you got to go somewhere. Or go to a bar, order a beer, have one sip, and then you get up and leave.
That's when it bothers me all the time is when you see people leave half-drunk drinks on the bar.
Yeah.
Or at
or half-eaten food. Like,
of course, it might be just because, you know, in my mind, you don't leave half a glass of anything anywhere. You got to finish it.
Yeah.
Well, we have problems. So, yeah.
I mean, I watch drinks sweat sometimes and I'm like, you are doing that wrong.
Yeah.
That
should never happen.
If that's getting
all
sweat. You should
be chewing the ice cubes by now if you can't refill
what
the thing.
You're talking way too much.
How about no one ever looks for parking? I actually feel like that's something that is important in a movie because I don't want to watch the person searching for parking.
That, right.
It just seems like, of course they're not. That's why they call it TV parking. Like whenever I get to go to the bank or we're stopping at a diner, you know, all the things you do in real life. And then there's parking up front. I'm like, TV parking. Mm. Right in.
Speaking of driving, I like it whenever there's something set in San Francisco, it's always the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh yeah.
Wherever they're going. Yeah. It's always the Golden Gate Bridge.
Right. Yeah. And also they'll have, like in the movie Pacific Heights, they're like clearly down Potrero way. Like they're looking up towards the city and it's just the angle. You're like, okay, well, I guess if you don't live here, you wouldn't know. That is so not Pacific Heights.
Yeah.
But it was the best view of the city skyline. Some of these are like stopping to have breakfast at a friend's apartment before work. Really? I've never noticed that. This one is a classic. No one buys celery and baguettes every time they go to the grocery store, but they look, you know, that's what's in it. It's the only way you'll know it's a grocery bag.
No one buys celery.
I buy celery. You don't eat like celery with peanut butter?
Never, ever, ever.
What about cream cheese?
You eat celery and peanut butter.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah, I love it.
Also, if you make anything, soups or anything. You don't eat celery?
My mom used to serve it to me as a kid, and I would lick the peanut butter off and leave the celery. It's disgusting.
I love the taste of celery.
You love the taste of it?
I love celery. I love it.
Well,
I look at that as like a staple, yeah.
A staple?
Like, food, I always have celery.
A food.
Around. Yeah.
A staple food. I like eating tuna fish and egg salad. John won't let me put it in there, though.
Oh, so you just like gross food?
Yes, I just, okay. I apparently like gross food. You know, I might be the person who likes the grossest food. No. Maddie takes the grossest food.
You put celery in egg salad?
I would if John would allow it. But yes, that chopped up pickles I would go for.
The pickles are different.
Yeah, but celery I like. I love the crispness.
Yeah, I'll put a little bit in a deviled egg sometimes.
I'm not allowed. Mm. I guess I could put it in like half, you know.
Hmm.
And then the classic, this one is, I mean, you've seen this a million times, but they have to, they've got to find a clue. Zoom in, enhance the image, isolate that section, enhance it more. Oh, I found a license plate number. Oh, I've seen a snippet of the note.
So I just watched on Netflix, another documentary. It was about the hunt for Osama bin Laden, and the CIA chief is saying they're trying to find the guy in the view of the house. And they're like, Get an image of the guy's face. And they're like, we can't do that. And he's like, I've seen movies where we could do that. You got to do that.
Right. Because we all start to believe, so that we have the technology, obviously. I am out of time, Vin. What's coming up in the news?
Weird rules that are made up, but you continue to follow them. And more after these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for more info on everything we talk about on the show.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. It's official. The Argus readers have voted Fremont Bank as the best bank in Fremont.
Well, they're so smart over there at the Argus.
Fremont Bank has over 20 branches across the Bay Area and offers clients full banking services. The bank's been around for 61 years, and they're here for you and here for good.
Nice.
Today is a good day to discover FremontBank.com. Here's what's happening. It's beautiful out. It is a beautiful morning. It's exactly what you want.
And no windy. Did you bring your stuff?
No. I'm not going to. I have. There's a whole thing going on at my house right now. Yes, she's in New York and Maka's there. But
well, you probably got to get them play some games with her or whatever.
Well, no, what? I got kids to pick up and things to do. So, yes, I'm not going to even try. Mm. Not to mention, I've been skunked so many times, I'm totally over it. Now, surfing is a really tricky girlfriend. And by girlfriend, I mean sport that you really want to do all the time and you need for your mental health. and then you find out you really can't count on it.
Yeah.
All the time.
She is so unreliable.
Totally leaves you hanging more than you want.
Surfing. What a bitch.
It is a total bitch. Mm. Yes. Don't try it. You won't like it. I mean, you'll like it. Then you'll fall in love, and then you'll get hung out.
And she'll be like, I don't feel like it today. Time.
Right. Mm. Right. Okay, I meant to ask you this earlier, and I just wanted to run this by you before we get into our stories for the day. Okay. Did I say it's going to be beautiful? Because it is. Okay. Yeah. This story I got from, let me read the premise. People who got divorced in their first year of marriage are revealing what happened.
Oh, well, fun.
So there's a couple of these, but the one that like made me go, wait a minute, what? Are you kidding me? Okay. If your person, yes, in this case, it would have been John, and you two had been together, you're dating, he'd met your family, you'd met his, yeah, you're together.
Right.
And John finally seeks the help of a personal coach, a life coach, to come into his life and help
a
him out.
A life coach.
A life coach.
Okay. Like things aren't going well for him?
Whatever. Okay. Whatever reason he feels like he could use someone to help him.
Is it more of a therapist or just someone who's going to be like, here's how you...
Here's what this says.
Gas for your car.
His personal coach pushed him to make a decision to either propose to me or move on after we'd been living together for 10 years. So his coach comes in and says,
you need to ask or get off the pot.
Now's the time, one way or the other. Mm. Make the call.
Right.
So he proposed. And I thought, this is the girl talking. And I thought, I can't do this. Mm. But I said yes anyway.
Oh, but she just said she can't do it.
Right. Which is, again, these things that happen in marriage, within relationships where you're like, I don't think this is going to go well, but I'll do it anyway.
Because he's asking. I guess I have to.
Why?
I don't know.
In the world.
I'm wondering why the life coach, maybe he was having thoughts about this. Like, I want you to coach me as to why I can't commit to this person. We've lived together for 10 years. What is it that's missing in me? Because if this person wasn't, you're saying the woman was not pestering this dude to be married. When he asked, she's like, huh. And the life coach told you to do this, huh?
That to me... If it's on the other foot and my partner comes to me and says, my coach has told me that it's time for us to, you know what, or get off the pot. Mm. What call are you going to make? I would feel so weirded out by this person. It's one thing to seek the help of someone for your career or for your physical health, but for someone to take over your whole life and come in and be like, this relationship's been hanging on the vine too long. Either.
But maybe the life coach is right. And so they've been together 10 years and they're fine.
They're fine.
They're fine.
They're fine.
They're fine.
Right.
And the life coach goes, okay, this is kind of an unresolved thing in your head. And you need to make a decision about it. Like, he clearly is talking to the life coach. Like, you only tell your girlfriend what she needs to hear. I've arrived at this decision because I talked to the...
Right. Okay.
And so it was like gonna fail anyway. It's just that neither of them had met somebody out, like the impetus that would break it up. They were already gonna fail.
You think so?
I feel that way. Hearing this, thinking there's so much more to this than just, listen, it's time for you to do this or don't. And he's like, well, I do, you know, I like her a lot, so I guess I'll do it. And then she's all, all right, I guess so. Seems like enough time's gone by. And then it's just doomed. As soon as she felt that, it's so doomed.
I would be so insulted that I, like, now we're getting, like, I don't, but that's in me. I don't think you have to get married.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
I agree. But I do believe that whether you get married or not, it needs to be a passionate, love-filled relationship, even if it's less passionate because it's 10 years in, there needs to be love and a need for that person to be in your life. And like, we're doing this together. We're not just roommates. I've got bros. What did you say? I've got dudes.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I do feel like I would be, even though a life coach is fine, you can have a life coach.
Yeah.
If the life coach came into my relationship and said, he's got to propose or he's got to get out the door, I would be like, I'm going to get out the door.
Yeah. Well, this guy
Your
is
life
very,
coach is
this,
right.
This guy it needs a life coach. Like, he is that guy. Like,
he's that guy.
He needs someone to tell him what to do. I'm like, this. It's the lady's fault that they broke up in their first year of marriage. She should have said, I'm perfectly happy the way we are. If you'd like to leave, that's the door. I'm not going to marry you because your life coach told you.
That's part of the problem. That's not the first story I've ever read where someone said, well, they asked and I wasn't doing anything else, so I said yes.
Right.
What the?
They asked and I didn't really feel like thinking about it for that long. I agreed to do it.
That's how you make a major life decision is you
Many
go,
Many people
F it.
Do, yeah. Just F like, it. I guess I'm going to do this. Let's do it. Yay.
And believe me, I have a deep, wide vein of F it running right down the middle of me. Mm. And yes.
But yours is like an F it, run for it. Some people are like, F it, I'm all in. F it, I'm all in. F it, I'm running for it. It's two different things.
Yeah. He's gone.
He's gone. He's gone. He's gone. Shocking.
All right, back to our news stories now. So you say...
So what was that?
That was just this thing I saw about this life coach told him he had to propose or break up. I thought, I can't believe someone would invite someone into their life and that's their first, like, assessment.
Well, when you get a life coach, I assume... They look at your life and they have questions about what you're doing. Oh, you've been living together for 10 years. Let's explore that. What's happening here? Why is it? Why do you think you've been languishing at the 10-year mark?
You're paying them as well. So does it help if you start telling them, no, I'm not going to do that.
Right, right. Or they're like, you tell them what's going on and they're like, yeah, everything sounds great, dude.
Good job.
No problem. All right. It seems like you don't need me. Like they're going to take a look.
They
got
to do something.
This is what screwed up in your life.
Right.
Let's get to work on this. Let's start with this gigantic decision that needs to be made, or not.
What's a weird rule you made up and continue to follow? We all have weird rules. I know Sarah. It's not a rule.
There's like a little
superstitious. She's
superstitious.
She touches the roof of her car if she runs through a yellow light.
But it isn't a rule. Like if I didn't do it, I wouldn't be thinking about it later. Like, it's not an OCD
I understand,
thing.
But if you're in your car, and I've only been in your car a few times, in the course of all these years, I've only been in a few times, but I have been in the car and thought, what the hell did she just do?
Yeah. I do it every time.
Swipes the roof of the car.
It works, too. Like, I have a certain, because I can do it a lot. Everybody hits a yellow light all the time.
Right.
And so whenever I hit one, I just touch the top and I have, and there are good wishes for people around me. Not necessarily, I want a ruby ring, I'm like, I already have one of those.
Have you ever wished for a sandwich to be made when you get home?
No, nothing, nothing light like that. It's generally, good wishes for family members and my sons and, that kind of thing.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have any weird rules you made up for yourself when you were younger and you still follow them?
And
here's an example.
No wearing dresses.
I don't even think of it as a rule, but I do this. Each armpit gets the same number of deodorant swipes. If you do six swipes here, you got to do six over here.
I've never counted the swipes. I go.
Right. You don't count and you don't think about it, but no. You're also a musician. You count beats even when you're not counting beats. I bet.
Oh, you're saying it's exactly the same because I'm like.
I think done. We all do that. And there's very much a similar like, well, I have the same amount.
But I certainly wouldn't know. And you know how sometimes like if you're rolling on, I use roll on. So I'll be like, oh, that didn't quite go on. Like, let me get that going. And then I get it going. And then I'll just do the other side, the regular amount. Like I'm definitely not paying attention to whether or not I did it for the same amount of time. Hmm. But you're saying you drag a, you got like a gel stick?
I'm currently using a spray.
And oh,
I
a will, spray.
And I'm trying to use as little as possible. And so I absolutely have like a, and then I just want to do the same over here. And if I go too deep, I'm bummed.
Well, will you go back to the other side?
I don't want to, but I will just to even me out.
I see.
Yes.
Hmm. Anybody else do that? Anybody, Bob, Maddie?
Yeah, I always do the same.
Amount
on always, each side. And it occurs to you, like, oh, I did it three times here.
Yeah, I go bump, 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 like kind of beat, like bump, 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 bump.
You don't, that's,
Bob.
And you're the counter of all the counters I've ever met. So
agreed.
I'm shocked,
I do like counting.
When I bother to put on deodorant.
Oh, are you one of those people?
You are.
I don't pay any attention to the number of swipes. Yeah. I think I do more of like a roll motion.
Oh, just say.
Yeah.
But you didn't put on any this morning.
I actually did.
Oh.
Why? Why would today?
Well, because I thought I might smell because I didn't shower because I had a big day yesterday.
She partied. She showed me.
She was
pictures.
Saying she was going to something.
She had a Beta Breakers party.
Oh,
sick.
And tell them about the beer bomb. Didn't take a shower? What, did you fall asleep drunk last night? What happened?
I sure did.
Oh, my God. She did roll in a couple minutes later than usual, too. I'm like, oh, boss,
that's
finally.
That's awesome.
Here.
It was amazing. It was epic. We even made it on the Beta Breakers Instagram story.
Oh.
Tell them about your bong, your beer bong.
So we live on the third story. We're right on the race route. Mm-hmm. So we were very excited to host. This is our first year living on the route. And we're on the third floor. So we wanted to get a beer bong that you could do from
the third floor. Like you hang the hose down.
Exactly.
And then people can be on the ground floor.
Exactly.
Got it.
But they don't make one that's that long. So I bought just a tube on Amazon and it showed up and it was like, I didn't look at the size. It was like a quarter of an inch.
Oh no.
It was so tiny. I was like, this is the most pathetic beer bong ever.
It's like more like a drip line.
Yes. So we overcorrected and we bought another one and it showed up and it was a hose.
Yeah.
So then Susan's into 3D printing.
Susan's your husband to be.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, he's into 3D printing.
Yes, we have a 3D printer, so we print fun things for around the house. And he printed a nozzle for the bottom of it, so it literally looked like a hose. And then we dressed as firefighters.
Oh, nice! Oh.
It was so fun.
Oh. Dude, now, in order to get a drink, did you have to go all the way downstairs and go, okay, Susan, I'm ready.
Well, we were all partying in the street. So it was actually, Susan was on duty upstairs pouring
beers in
for the long line of strangers that we had.
Mm. And then you were just shooting the beer into their mouths. Because you don't want anybody putting their mouth on the thing.
Oh, no, yeah. People put their mouths on it.
Oh, boy.
But you can't get sick when you're partying.
You know why? Because alcohol kills all the germs.
Exactly.
Everybody knows.
Oh, to be 30 again.
I know. Oh, my God. It sounds so fun.
No.
It also sounds a little bit exhausting. Like, oh, God, when's this going to end?
No shower, though, huh?
Well, she fell asleep drunk.
I woke up at midnight on the bed, fully clothed. No Susan in sight.
Oh, my God. It's like the good old days.
What happened to Susan?
I heard him. He was eating chips in the living room.
Oh, my God. It's so funny.
Oh, young people are so fun.
Oh, the young people.
It was the best day ever.
That is nice to hear.
Yeah, that is nice.
Here are some more of those things. The time. Where did it go?
Oh, you got plenty of time. Keep going.
If you wake up in the middle of the night, you try not to look at the time because if you know what time it is, you'll never fall back asleep. These are rules that people make up for themselves, and then they continue to follow them.
Yeah, I do try to not do that. Only if I'm really laying there for a long time will I look. I try to just close my eyes again.
When you're eating, you save a bite of your favorite thing for last.
Yes,
like,
definitely. You want that to be the last thing that you eat. And I'm always a little bit bummed if the last bite that I eat in any situation is like not the greatest of the bites I had. I really want the last bite to be a really good one.
If you're eating salmon, mm-hmm. green beans, mm-hmm. and rice, mm-hmm. what piece of that food gets saved for you?
Let's see. I like all of those things enough that any of them could suffice as the final. If it's a really good piece of fish, I think I would go for a little bit of rice with the last piece of fish. But I love green beans. Are they buttered and salted?
Well, however you like them.
That's how I like them. So yes, and not cooked all that well, like just
crispy, yes. or crunchy, I mean.
Yeah.
You got to get a little bit of each one in the last bite.
I want
a little bit of everything that I've had on my plate for the last bite.
I can say I've honestly never thought about the last bite of food.
Wow.
Ever.
Oh. Sometimes I'll even save, like if I'm eating cinnamon toast or cinnamon sugar toast, if you prefer, I will eat all the way around the outside and save the buttery, moist, fully saturated cinnamon sugar center section for my final bites. Same with pancakes. I cut it in half. And I eat one side, the best stuff, leaving the outer edge, knowing that there's no way I'm getting anywhere near half the
and
other half.
You were getting on Vinny
center.
For quartering his baked potato.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody eat it like that.
He
turned it
thing.
Into mashed potatoes. I was like, what is happening over there?
I'm mixing it all up.
Clearly, I've just, you know, I did not know that that was the way.
I did not know that was the way either until someone went, what are you doing? And I was like, what?
You're saying on that meal, you didn't save a final bite, a really good bite of that steak you had that you liked with a smear of the potato concoction.
No, nope.
You didn't?
Not at all.
What was your last bite?
I have no idea. Oh. That was a delicious meal.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the conversation and
it was a good time.
And the company of friends.
This was at Cache Creek.
Yeah. But I didn't think 1 minute about
what that final bite would be.
Not for a second.
Mm.
Not at all. None. Zero. Mm. I'm shocked that you do that.
Mm. I mean, not every time, but lots of times. Like, ooh, that's good. Save that for last. I'll also eat the cruddier things on my plate. Like if I know I have to eat it, I'll be like, I'll eat the salad first. Then I'll eat the good stuff.
I did, though, as you bring up the cinnamon sugar, I did make that for Edie, and she had never had it, and I got it. I made it for her and put it in front, and I was calling it churro toast.
Oh, churro toast.
Churro toast.
Good idea.
And she was like, oh, this is amazing. And she started eating it, and then she just went quiet.
As in, this is freaking awesome. Yeah.
Shoved it all in.
Tell her to save the center section. That's the one you just saved that for last.
And then it's all you should do.
Buttery and delicious.
Very strange, the whole saving the food bites. Really.
I don't know. I feel like it's normal. You want that last bite to be the best bite. Because it's over. You're already sad anyway. Like, yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Okay, Bob, your apartment beer bong is the first thing I saw when I opened the Beta Breaker stories.
Oh my God, hilarious.
You're famous.
You're famous.
Wow. Famous partier.
Yeah. Well, she's 30. That's like, oh man, I remember being 30. It was so long ago.
Just saw Bob's video on Instagram. Way to go. Also, everyone knows where you live now.
Oh.
No, you'll have to move.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Don't worry. They know where everybody lives.
Hello.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, is it that time? Live Nation, Gaga, and Chris Brown, and more.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.